You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When Renegade hits, it actually reminds me of Adam Sandler, first of all. It's the it's in Billy Madison. So that's what I hear when I hear that. But obviously, it's a big football thing. Steelers actually one of the few teams that have a bye this week. You believe that, BT? Bye?
It's fast, man. It's already.
Week five bye
teams? That's a disadvantage for them. Not that I care about them, but that's not what you want. I mean, you just started the season. Ideally, you get it. Like, the Giants have a good bye. But who knows if it's going to really matter a ton in terms of the big picture. But, yeah, I mean, week five, that's not good.
Yeah, if the Giants lose this week, it is goodbye for the Giants. And we won't worry about their bye week, just like it was with the Jets. Obviously, Jets, Cowboys. Are you going to that game Sunday or no? You are?
I said, I don't know. No. Most likely
I know you
not.
Were going to go.
I was trying.
And you had to buy the ticket.
Well, it's just a lot. Not even, I had to buy the ticket. You know, yeah. I had to take care of that, which I found something that I could. But, you know, now I didn't know my daughter's got soccer. I didn't know the Yankees were playing at four. There's just a lot of stuff going on, man.
But your wife's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, but she's also coaches the soccer team, and she's also a Yankee fan. So,
okay.
You know.
So it might have to be.
What I'll say, and the soccer game, I think she has two. But the first one is a good time because it's early. I think it's like 10:45. So even if we wanted to go, we'd be pulling up at like 12:30, which means you're not getting to the stadium for an hour. You're not going to a 1 o'clock game.
No, you have to get there
on Route 3 at 12:39. No. You're never going to get there.
Here's another thing I just thought of. You have a little bit of an issue here.
What is that?
Unkillable goes right after the final.
I know. Yeah, I know. I thought about that too. Bag it, screw it.
Who
cares? Now that I'll do it. I do it after every game.
But the game is 1-4. It ends at 4:20. Let's say.
And I have the Yankees on.
It's right smack in the middle of the Yankees.
It's right smack. I got the TV in the office, you know, and I don't like doing things like that. You got to understand when I do the pod. Even what I did, I guess it was the last one. And the Mets were finishing up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually checking scores on my phone during the game. And I'm like, oh, wow, the Mets did this. All right, let me follow it. So I'm able to do the podcast. Unkillable, by the way. Spotify, Apple, whatever. I'm able to do the podcast and check out from whatever else is going on. Record it and then jump back in.
WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Back to the baseball. Freddie is in Manhattan. Hi, Freddie.
Fred.
Hey, guys, enjoying the show.
Thanks.
I don't care if you're the big red machine. If somebody throws 100, doesn't walk about it, has two versions of a fastball and moves all over the place, it's a brilliant performance. I don't want to hear about the Reds. The Red Sox put as many runs as the Blue Jays. They hit as many home runs. They stole many more bases. They hit it low for the deadline. Don't diminish the 23-year-old kid, packed stadium, do-or-die game. Don't diminish his performance with all the Red Sox. The Red Sox dominated the Yankees during the season. Give the kid full credit.
Yeah, we are giving him credit.
I keep hearing all the Red Sox.
Well, the lineup
stinks. Same amount of runs as Toronto, all right? Sal, if you were on that mound, well, you'd be crapping your pants.
Well, I'm not a big league, Freddie. I'm not a big league pitcher. I don't understand your point.
Yeah, put your head in the the Red Sox aren't great.
They're not.
They're the same amount of runs as Toronto. You love Toronto. Look at the runs.
No, I don't. Hold on, Freddie, you got Q-tips in your apartment there in Manhattan? Freddie, you got Q-tips in that apartment in Manhattan? Go get them and clean your ears out for a second. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Freddie!
Freddie,
let's have the conversation for a second. Okay, you don't want to have the conversation.
Freddie, just listen for a sec, Freddie.
Well, he hung up, right?
Oh, did he hang up?
Yeah, but I'm still not sure what his point was. Okay, I couldn't handle the pressure. First of all, I couldn't handle the pressure of Little League, let alone game three. I admit that. So that has nothing to do with the conversation. That's number one. Number two, you're talking about the runs scored in the regular season. It's a different team. The Red Sox are banged up. They have no lineup. Their lineup stinks. And I'm also telling you, Freddie, that I don't think the Blue Jays are as good as the Yankees. I don't think any team has as good of a lineup as the Yankees. Certainly not in the American League. So I'm not sure what the issue is, but the Blue Jays lineup is better than the Red Sox lineup.
I don't disagree with that. I got a question for you. So, you know, last night you see Cam hit 101.
Yeah.
Mason Miller the other day, I think he hit 104.5. What are the physical? I've always wondered, and nobody can give you an answer because it's a guess. What are the physical boundaries like as the evolution of spin rate and bodies change and the pursuit of velocity? Are we going to have somebody throwing 110 miles an hour?
Well, don't you
in 10
think?
Years?
Don't you think? Because a part of me now, I could be just factually incorrect. I have no idea, but a part of me thinks that it's the different radar gun or speed gun, however they're doing it. Like, I'm not buying that guys are throwing 101 miles an hour consistently through 8 innings. It's harder than the other guys, but even the other guys 98 or 95, I'm not buying that. That's the same scale as it used to be in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, I do, because you could just look at the swings, and a lot of the swing, especially the ones up in the zone, you just can't get on top of that, and you have a better chance at 95 or 97. Either way, excuse me, I'm very curious.
But that plays to your point, though, BT. If you believe it,
yeah,
then yes, you believe that at some point a human who used to only be able to throw 99 or 98, let's say, that evolved to 100, 101 was like, holy crap, he did it, 101.
Goose wasn't throwing 101.
And now
I don't think Doc couldn't throw 101.
Now it's
they
like
didn't.
101.
I know, it's absolutely insane.
105, whatever. Like, so,
are
like,
we hitting 110 in 15, just, 20 years?
I just don't believe it. Could it be a different baseball? I mean, I don't know the answers. I have a hard time believing that humans have evolved that much in 10 years to where all of a sudden you guys could throw with regularity that much.
Well, think about this. I mean, now part of this is equipment, which is a little, although the seams of the baseball would be, I guess, the equipment in this equation. Think about golfers. I mean, go back to Jack and Arnie. Now, they were hitting, you know, different kind of balls, and their drivers, you know, were obviously very different. But they weren't banging the ball the way these guys are. Even the guys who aren't winning are crushing the ball 325 on a fly. Think about the size of NBA players. Think about the reflexes of hockey goalies. I just think that the pure physical evolution is undeniable. And again, I don't pretend to have the answer. Now, I believe the radars. There's also two radars, and one is usually one or two, which I don't know why you'd have two.
I mean, come on. But that's been going on for years. Look at the scoreboard. It says 100. It's really not.
How do you know? I mean, listen.
Well, here's how you would.
If it wasn't 100, these guys would be barreling the ball up more than they do. They're not touching it. And I don't just mean Cam.
Yeah, no, well, other guys.
The ball's moving, too. You got these cutters coming in.
We've seen guys, like Helsley, throwing 100. We've seen guys turn that around like nothing. He's throwing 100 miles an hour. So I do believe guys.
He doesn't move. His ball doesn't move, though.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's not just about the velocity that they can't touch.
I agree with that. Yeah, sure, no question.
Even dating back years ago, I mean, Chapman was the first guy.
Yes.
When Aroldis Chapman, I remember this from me going. I was actually dating a girl who was a Reds fan. So we went to Yankee Stadium to see Chapman to see the Reds, but I saw Chapman in person against the Yankees. And it was the first time in my life, and I've been to a million baseball games, that I remember thinking, holy crap, like I've never seen somebody throw that hard ever, whether it's Doc who's seeing games, whoever it could be, Clemens, whoever it may be. Chapman was the one guy. Now, he was hitting, what, 102?
I think he hit 103 or 104. Okay, I think he had more than 102 at one point.
So I wasn't even believing the radar then, even as hard as it is. But think about that. That's 10, 15 years ago for Chapman when he first burst into the league.
Now, you could also say the byproduct of this is you've got, you know, 50% more young players on the operating table getting Tommy John ligament transplants. So, but again, it's also the pursuit of everything is being chased.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At a ridiculous rate, whether it's young golfers on the driving range, you know, trying to hammer out those, and I mean young, like good golfers, not hacks, like kids who want to be pros, who are actually getting coached on a daily basis. Every refinement, every little angle, every little leverage point is now documentable, if you will.
Right.
So, I believe if Dwight Gooden was coming up now, I think Dwight Gooden's throwing 101 because there would be the spin rate, the revolutions. Oh, hey, if you put your arm here or you manipulate physics with the scene this way, you're going to get the extra two or three. I fully believe that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Either way, it was dominant last night. Alan is calling from Freehold, New Jersey. What's up, Alan?
Gentlemen, good morning. Go Jets and go Falcons. I just want to start that. But as a meteorologist, let me just say something to back up or support Sal. Our instrumentation, you could have one instrument temperature-wise here and right next to it. All instruments are not the same. There's a plus or minus two. So I got to agree with the fact that not all instruments. I agree with Sal. I mean, I've seen it. You've heard announcers say it, that was no 102. And the bottom line is, like you said, Sal, and you agreed, BT, I played baseball through college like you did, BT.
Okay.
You were a great athlete.
Oh, yeah, real great, amazing.
But the bottom line is it moving? Does it have a tail? Because,
right. Like
Sal said, if it's straight like an arrow,
yep. It
doesn't matter. They'll take one, foul off one, and then they'll hit one like 5 miles.
But hold on, Al. Okay. Al, hold on. I get where you're coming from, but you're now splitting it and you're going into two different directions.
Right.
I'm not doubting that a fastball that's 100, that's straight as a string, is going to get ripped if you know what's coming. I'm not down. I'm not pushing back on. That's a fact. But if that
ball. I know.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, DT, that there is a difference. You're watching an ESPN game
with the instruments.
An ABC. Yeah, the instruments. Well, not all are welcome.
Well, so should we not believe anything? I mean,
No.
If I'm going 80 in my car, am I not going 80? I mean, you got to rely on fit. You know, against. I think that they're pretty accurate.
But cops, you know that some cops have radar jammers. I mean, we jam everything. But that's not what I want to say.
Okay.
I'm a Yankee fan, but last night, let's look at what Stan did, looking at the dugout, standing there like he hit a 500-foot homer.
It was weird.
And it wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't.
It hit the base of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did, okay, that's number one.
Got caught up in the wind.
Caught up. Yeah, exactly. Now, it was calm winds last night.
It was actually pretty swirly winds.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Rice. Everybody questioned, why did Boone bench Rice and everything?
Yeah, he looked bad against the lefty.
Okay.
I know.
He looked horrible last night. He was missing by feet. And what did he do at first base? Nobody says this. He dropped the pop-up.
We
said it.
We did say it. No, we get it, Alan.
No, not you. Okay. Not you. Okay. But I'm just saying, for what, why Boone... Banks, he just sat down against Crochet.
Understood, but Alan, and thank you for the call, good stuff right there. But I would say that regardless of the result, I'm going down with my best offensive players. That's just me. Boone could have his different opinion, BT could have his, you could have yours, Alan, a listener could have their opinion. I would rather see that with Ben Rice. Now, he did look overmatched by Early, and Early was nasty, pitching. He was pitching well. Maybe it would have been different with Crochet. Who knows? Because he's throwing harder stuff. You have no idea. Maybe it would have been worse because he's nastier. Although, I don't know how it could have been worse. And he dropped the pop-up. But you got to make that. I wouldn't want Ben Rice in the field, but that the way the Yankees are built, he's got to be in there. I'm putting his bat in the lineup regardless of who's on the mound.
So am I. I also think that, you know, part of the reasoning behind him playing last night, not against Crochet, is while I think everybody knew Early had good stuff coming in, I remember saying yesterday he was one of their top prospects. I didn't think he pitched that well. But the assumption from the Yankees' perspective was he's not going 7 or 8. And at some point, fairly early-ish in the game, you're going to have the bullpen move, and it's a good probability at that stage it's going to be a righty. So it's easier to justify, all right, maybe one at-bat against Early, maybe two before you get to Chapman, you'd see a righty there. So that makes a little bit more sense. But hey, listen, you know, the decisions will not be as hard next series because it's just a different pitching staff from Toronto, and that's going to favor the Yanks, and the Yanks got to start hitting a little bit more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.